How much networking? If we had an unlimited amount of time, we could attend every networking event in our town or city, spend our mornings and afternoons meeting people for coffee, and eat lunch with a different contact every day. Unfortunately, no one I know has unlimited time. So how do we determine how much networking to do? Personally, I found two paths that you can follow. First, you can spend a lot of time analyzing your business in detail. Determine how much money you want to make. Using that and your average sale price, figure out the number of networking meetings you need in order to make those kind of sales. Remember to look ahead by 3 to 6 months, given the networking lag time. Next, do some calculations to figure out, on average, how many contacts you'll need to make with the members of your network. Oh, and you'll also want to figure out the number of events you need to attend in order to meet new networking contacts. I'd recommend using a fairly sophisticated spreadsheet in order to analyze all this data. Or, the other option is to make your best guess and adjust over time. Many of us tend to gravitate toward option number one. In reality, though, this tends to lead not to better networking, but rather toward constructive avoidance. After all, we can't start until we've got it all figured out, right? The second path allows you to get going. The next trick is just to keep track of what you do on a daily basis. How many calls? How many emails? How many events? After a few months, you can look at what results you are receiving and decide which activities need to be increased. The big challenge is not to let ourselves be distracted by trying to create the perfect system before we start networking. Get going first, then figure out how you can improve.